This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. At least 37 people died in an Israeli airstrike on a Beirut suburb on Friday, the Lebanese Health Ministry said on Saturday, including two senior Hezbollah leaders, as well as several children, in what is the deadliest strike in a year of conflict between Hezbollah and Israel. Rachel Judah reports.
Several children were among those killed in an Israeli strike on a Beirut suburb, according to Lebanon's health ministry, who said the death toll rose to dozens on Saturday. Overnight, Hezbollah confirmed that 16 of its members, including senior leader Ibrahim Akil and top commander Ahmed Wahabi, were killed in the Friday afternoon strike. An airstrike in July killed Fuad Shakur, the group's top military commander. It also sharply escalates the conflict between Israel and the Iran-backed group. Speaking to reporters at the scene on Saturday, Hezbollah-aligned Transport Minister Ali Hamieh said many people were still missing. He also accused Israel of, quote, taking the region to war.
Rachel Judah for Reuters. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is gravely alarmed by reports of a full-scale assault on the Sunni city of Al-Fashir by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces and called on its leader to halt the attack immediately, a UN spokesperson said on Saturday. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has accepted an invitation from CNN to participate in a debate on October 23rd, her campaign said on Saturday. Campaign Chair Jen O'Malley Dillon said in a statement, quote, Donald Trump should have no problem agreeing to this debate. It is the same format and setup as the CNN debate he attended and said he won in June when he praised CNN's moderators' rules and ratings, unquote. The Trump campaign did not immediately respond to a request for comment.